Hey, my friends. Welcome back to Moonshot Entrepreneur to another episode. Today, I want to discuss with you about something I have come across quite a bit over the last few years. I have had the opportunity to speak to different people who have become entrepreneurs or who were thinking about becoming entrepreneurs and quitting their job. And those discussions have led me to compile sort of a list of good reasons to become an entrepreneur as well as bad reasons to do so. So today, I want to share with you what are three wrong reasons to become an entrepreneur and how can you make sure that you do not fall into that trap if you are in that stage in your life right now. Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go.
Okay, so as you guys know, in my previous job, I've had the opportunity to scout different startups for my employer. And as such, I had the opportunity to work with different entrepreneurs and hear their story, how it all came to be, how many of them quit their job. Almost all of them quit their job in order to do this as full-time entrepreneurs. And I've also had the chance to work with different colleagues who were still employed but started up their side hustle, so to speak, on the side. And as I mentioned in the introduction, I had the unique opportunity to speak with them and sort of see commonalities of why people would want to quit their job and why people would want to become entrepreneurs. And I've noticed that some people have really good reasons to do so, and they become very successful. Other people have very bad reasons to do so, and over the course of time, it really, truly stumbles them. So today, I want to share three wrong reasons with you guys to become an entrepreneur, to make you think about why, or your question, or help you question the motive of why you want to become an entrepreneur if you are not already. And later on, if you discover that the wrong reasons I state are true in your life, I also want to share with you how I would go about it to get out of that trap. Okay? So, what are three wrong reasons for someone to become an entrepreneur? The number one reason I have discovered over the years that has come up over and over again, and that has led to so many failures in the subsequent years of that entire firm or the entrepreneur himself or herself, is the number one reason is bitterness. So the reason of becoming an entrepreneur, if it is because somebody hurt you in the past and you want to show them and get back at them, you were not selected for a promotion, for example, or you were not acknowledged in a certain field and you try to get back at that person or at that circle of people who did not believe in you, I really believe that sooner or later, this is going to get you. Why do I believe that it is going to get you? simply because it's biblical wisdom. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, "Let no root of bitterness spring up to trouble you, lest you be defiled." I've heard someone say once that being bitter is like taking slow poison or slowly killing poison, because you keep on playing out the past hurt and sort of repeating in your head what has happened before in your life, and that in turn holds you back. It keeps on digging up a wound that cannot heal unless you work with God to help or to ask Him for His help to heal it. So bitterness is definitely the wrong answer and the wrong reason for anyone to start an entrepreneurship. And if that is you today, I would suggest that you pray to God about this, that you show yourself enough self-love not to be stuck in the past, but to truly just honestly tell God about your feelings and let Him help you with overcoming that kind of bitterness. It might not happen overnight, but I'm sure it will happen if you really honestly bring it to God and ask Him for your help. So that is the first reason. Now, what is the second wrong reason to become an entrepreneur? Number two, wanting to prove it to yourself. It has a lot to do with proving that you're capable, self-glorification. But I think what it really is it stems from insecurity, and you really need to have the confidence. Now, this is easier said than done, but if you are, or if this is your main reason to become an entrepreneur, the danger here is that you will really just kill yourself, honestly kill yourself to be able to achieve this unattainable goal. I've seen so many people who have fallen into this, and they go on and on, they hustle harder, they do all the things, they never allow themselves to get any rest at all because they are just there to prove it to themselves that they're able to do it, that they can do it, and honestly, they also just fall for attention, fall for the glorification of self, and this is a big, big danger. So if that is you, and if you feel that you're being called out today, let me just tell you, there is no shame in this, because I can certainly relate to that. For me, I have fallen into that trap too, but I've learned that over the course of time that this is not the way God wants me to stand in this business. He doesn't want me to fall for this sort of idol worship where either I am the idol or this business is the idol, and it absolutely certainly has to be a success and otherwise I'm a failure. So if that is the sort of conclusions you make, rest assured that this is certainly not the way God sees you or God wants you to see yourself. So if you have fallen into that trap, again, the course of action, the right course of action is to bring it to God, to admit in all humbleness the false kind of image you have had about yourself or that you have had about your business, and to ask Him to rebuild it, to redefine it in a way that it is more godly, that your confidence stems in God rather than in yourself. The third wrong reason for someone to become an entrepreneur, in my opinion, is to make money. And let me be very clear about this. There is a big hype going on, and I mean, you know that there is a hype when you click on a random YouTube video and then you get like 10,000 ads about the easy way to make money. And this is, there is really a huge catch in this. And I've seen people venture into entrepreneurship thinking that they can make money quickly and even quit their job and then fall into the big trap because, hello, there is no easy way of making money. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes time. It takes a lot of analytics. It takes a lot of digging into what people want, what the market wants, and thinking that making money is going to be so easy and that by focusing on your business alone, you're going to achieve it. Well, it's not going to work. Believe me when I say that. And then again, you have to ask yourself, where does this urge come from that you want to make money? And now let me clarify something here. Nobody should be in a business if they do not want to make money. I mean, that's the purpose of it, right? I mean, of course, you want to serve people, but you also want to get paid for your services. If you do not want to do that, something is really upside down with your economics and with your with your business mind. If you do not have the mind to charge someone for your services, then what kind of services are you providing? I mean, you are putting in effort and time, and a worker is due his wages, as the Bible says. So you shouldn't be ashamed to ask for money. You shouldn't be ashamed to ask for a fair price for the services and products you provide. But at the same time, it should not be your sole focus. It should not be the sole focus of your life and energy that you put in into that business that you want to make money. Because if that is the sole focus and the main target or the main goal, then you will run into the danger that you will do anything for the money, right? So there is this really good balance that you need to strike. It should not be your sole focus. You must have a healthy money mindset. And at the same time, you don't want just to be there in the business to throw money out of the window, because I truly believe that whatever resources God has given us, we are accountable for it to Him. And if we just throw money out of the window, we are not doing or serving God in the right way. And at the same time, if we are in the entrepreneurship just to make money, we should ask ourselves, where that feeling comes from. Does it come from the urge to be in control over your life? Does it come from the desire that you don't want to be dependent on anyone, including God, for you to have money? Because if that is the case, then again, your money mindset is off, and the reason for being an entrepreneur is going to get you out of business. Because at the end of the day, if this is your focus, you're going to be focused solely on the money, but then again, make wrong decisions in terms of providing real, good, outstanding value for your customer. And again, if that is you, the right course of action, in my view, is to reflect about that. If that is you, go to God, take it to God, acknowledge the wrong kind of mindset you had, acknowledge what the right kind of mindset would be. Also from a biblical point of view, ask God for His help to not fall into the trap, to be able to resist the temptation to fall into that trap, and just repent and again stand up and thrive in whatever business you are working in. So that's it, my friends. These are the three wrong reasons I have compiled over the years. Three wrong reasons to become entrepreneurs is, first and foremost, bitterness. Secondly, to prove to yourself or to any other person within your family or within your friend circle, that you are able to do this, to glorify yourself, to be in there for the attention. And the third wrong reason would be solely to be in business, to make money. So if you are a Christian who's pursuing wealth creation and you struggle with doing that in a godly way, you're most welcome to join my email list. Just shoot me an email, support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com is the address, and you'll also find the address below in the description of this episode. And when you do, you will receive more tips from me about living your life according to your purpose, fulfilling your dreams while having all the money that you need to do that, all the time freedom to do that, so that you really get to enjoy your family life and God. And let's be honest, isn't that the only thing that really matters? I'm sure that you will agree with me here, friends. And so the only thing I can say right now is stay wrapped up in Christ's love until next time. Bye, my friends. I look forward to being with you soon again.
Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.